Mishnah 3, Mishnah 3, Hasa Achas Mem Asura Al Ze Isur Erva. Carrying on a same case, four brothers, two of them married two sisters. The two brothers die childless, and so the two sisters fall for Yibum to the other two brothers. Says this Mishnah, Hasa Achas Mem Asura Al Ze Isur Erva. If one of those sisters has, in addition, a prohibition to marrying, she is a prohibited relative to marrying one of these brothers, perhaps again from a previous marriage is the example they bring, then Vashnia Asura Alze, and the other sister has an erva, a prohibition from marrying the other brother. So one of the women is related in a prohibited way to the one brother and can't do yibum with the one brother. The other woman can't do yibum with the other with the other brother. In this case, Avias says the Mishnah, the hasur leze muteret leze, vasur leze muteret leze, that the one woman who can't marry the one brother is then free to marry the other brother, and the other woman who is prohibited from marrying the other brother is free to marry the first brother. So in this case, because each of the brothers has an erva prohibition, is related to one of these women in another way, so they're each able to marry the other woman, because only one woman effectively has fallen to them for yibum, and the other woman is prohibited to them and therefore has no bond to them, has not fallen to them for yibum. And Vazuhi Shamru, this is the case. They said, if her sister is her sister-in-law, she performs chalitza or is married by yibum. This is the case we mentioned in Mishnah 2, 3 above. And it's talking about this scenario. Two women, two sisters fall to two brothers again. Two sisters fall to two brothers, but each one of those women is forbidden from marrying one of the brothers through a previous relationship. And therefore, actually, in reality, only one woman falls to each brother for yibum, and therefore that brother can do chalitza or yibum with that woman.